Well, I've heard of Ghost of Christmas Past.
Okay.
How about the Ghost of X's Past?
Oh, wow. I think I have that sometimes.
Okay.
In the middle of the night, I'll hear whispers, and sometimes things will move around in the closet, and a shirt will disappear.
Well, 'tis the season for running into your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend when you return home for the holidays.
Oh.
That's very true.
Yeah, so you're going home. I do it almost all the time, because I'll go back to Sparta, Tennessee, where I grew up, and I'll run into exes.
I used to try to.
Oh, really?
I would go to the mall and hope they might be shopping at the same time, or maybe they were still working at that store they were working at 6 years ago whenever we graduated, but they weren't.
Hoping they'll give you another chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because all guys think they still have one last chance, right? Yeah.
Now, this was long before I was married.
Sure,
Kato,
yeah.
But yeah, now I don't care at all.
But, you know, I know, Kato, you grew up here. Do you run into any of your exes?
At times, but I'm almost all of them I'm friends with.
Oh, okay, okay.
I mean, on Facebook, we're friends. We don't hang out, but
yeah, I enjoy seeing like running into my exes and seeing them.
I don't mind it.
Why?
Just to see. I don't know. I don't have any enemies, really. I'm like, they're not like.
Yeah, you do.
Well, okay, that I know of.
I saw that one girl slap you in the face.
Okay, see, now that's one ex I don't want to run into.
So I thought so.
And I've not seen her in years.
Yeah, see, you're selectively remembering things.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I, you know, I had the exes who I wished I could get back together with for a long time. Then I had the exes who I was afraid I would run into because they were nuts.
Scary. Yeah.
And then you have the exes that are get along with them, and Facebook has created a lot of this.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But you hope to see them because you're doing better than them, and you want them to kind of see that.
My.
You're like, want them to see you with your beautiful wife and your kids, and you know that they're still kind of like stuck in the rut, dating losers like they were when they dated you.
So you take pleasure out of someone else's. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? They say that the girls will pretty much do anything to avoid their exes at all costs.
They managed really well whenever I was looking.
So girls, they want to really avoid guys and don't care as much, apparently. So,
okay.
Heidi, do you want to avoid your exes?
No. I'm friends with almost all of them.
Oh, my gosh. I'm the only one in the room, I guess, that isn't friends with all my exes. I think that sometimes whenever you want to avoid them, it's because they were pretty creepy and pretty weird.
Yeah, I just have that one that slapped me that time.
Right.
I can't think of any other weird, well, okay.
I've had some crazy ones.
Okay. But they say that girls will contact mutual friends trying to coordinate, you know, ways to not see these people. Like they might, like, you know, like when you go back to your friends, Tom, you coordinate a little party.
Right.
Every time your high school buddies get together when you go back to Florida, and they make a big deal about you, and you're a big radio star now.
Well, Joe Jeffries and Sean Tucker put this together every year, and it's a lot of my high school friends, but almost none of my exes ever come.
Well, that's because they're coordinating with their mutual friends.
Yeah.
I'm not going to show up there.
I wondered.
Yeah. Is Tommy going to be there?
Call me when he leaves.
It's honoring me. Of course I'm going to be there.
It's not really honoring you every time you get together Christmas, right? It's not like honoring like the time.
That's what
Steele.
He said.
Well, here's
it's
what they say. I shouldn't have said honoring, but Joe and Sean always put together a thing and said, Tommy's going to be in town for Christmas. Let's have another get together.
Tell them to leave that part off next year. I
and
bet
maybe
there'll be
they'll
a
come.
Lot of people there.
There's only a few people here.
Surprise them, Your Honor.
Don't know why they couldn't come.
You know, it's funny, though. You said how the girls try to organize to not be around.
Exactly.
I've had where they organized to be there, too, though.
Oh.
Like, I had an ex one time show up where me and my now wife were, and she came up and started talking to us. Like she was trying to stir up trouble.
Oh, okay.
She walked up and she looked at me while my wife was there. She goes, oh, wow, your new girlfriend's really pretty.
Oh.
And so then I had to explain to my wife who this was.
Wow.
It was bizarre.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool, though.
I know, because you feel like a big deal then, don't
you? I was
you?
The man.
Yeah.
I had women fighting over me.
Well, it's the ghost of X's past. And most of this conversation, Heidi's exes are thinking what we just discussed. How to avoid her.
They like
me. She shows up with no makeup on and chains on.
I think you're thinking of a different thing. It's the witches of exes past.
Oh, okay.
Ha ha. I kept friends with most of them.
Most of them.
They're still around in town.
They're chained in the basement.
How is it possible that you were engaged 5 times?
Yeah.
You kept many of the engagement rings, and you're still friends with them.
Well, all that's not true, but I have kept friends with them. I didn't keep engagement rings.
We've seen one of them.
That was a gift. That was a Christmas gift.
There's a difference.
Okay. That's what the judge said.
Okay. She has five golden gifts for Christmas.
That's funny.
That's good.